Welcome to the Different Ways Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Terry Wildeman. Terry, why don't you take it from here?
I sure will. Thank you, Tanya, so much for that energetic introduction. Absolutely love it. Hey, folks, I'm Terry Wildeman with Intuitive Leadership, and I am all about teaching leaders how to tap into their intuition in order to be able to kickstart their projects, be able to communicate better, and to evolve into the people that they're meant to be. We often end up not listening to our intuition out of fear. We often throw away the nudges because, oh my God, it's just not practical. It's just not logical. However, it's those very, very important nudges that when we begin to embrace them, magic happens. And I'm going to give you an example of that that just happened this week. I was sitting here at my kitchen table. My office is in the midst of being used as storage because we're redoing floors upstairs. And so I'm working from the kitchen table, and it's nice and bright, and I'm looking outside and taking a deep breath in a project that I was doing. And all of a sudden, I got this feeling that I had to call the specific person. And I have learned that when I get those nudges, I meant to listen to them. And I reached out on Facebook Messenger to see if this person was there. And sure enough, they were. And I asked if we could have a chat. And we did. Next thing I know, 2 hours later, we're chatting and focusing on the nudges and focusing on the intuition. That 2 hour talk has led us into creating a project where we're going to be talking about intuition. We're going to be talking about angels in business. We actually are talking about the possibility of creating a very deep project that is going to allow us to take this on the road. If I had not listened to those nudges, that may have never happened. And yesterday we had our second meeting with a third person who is very excited about this project. The three of us are going to be the core group of this project. And it is now evolving and evolving and evolving. And if we play our cards right, it could be a kind of project where we can touch the hearts and souls of a lot of folks who are in business and help them tune into their intuition and tune into their angels and tune in to however it is that spirituality works for them in business. Now, I am all about spirituality in business. I'm a very practical and logical person, but I've also seen how intuition has guided me to just create dynamic projects. And I have helped so many leaders get to that place. So let's talk about the nudges and how you may be experiencing those nudges. Some of us are clairvoyant, which means that you see images. When you see those images, write them down. Please don't dismiss them. Write them down because that is your intuitive gift. Others of you may be hearing information and you just may hear these disjointed words and you're wondering, where in tarnation did these words come from? Listen to them and write them down. Others of you may just have, and that's called clairaudience, by the way. Others of you may have a knowing, a claircognizant. You just know something and you have to follow it. And I just said the words claircognizant. Do that and follow that nudge. And the last one is clairsentience. When you feel it all over your body, you just know that this is the right thing. Oftentimes, goosebumps are known as being a very clairsentient nudge, telling you that you're on the right path. So when you integrate and work with all four, you'll see that a lot of this integrates with your learning styles. So people who see images are visual learners. People who hear messages are audio learners. Okay. People who are tactile tend to be either clairsentient or claircognizant. So as you work with your learning styles and you begin to listen to those intuitive hits, it guides you in kickstarting your projects. And it guides you in making decisions that will propel you towards where it is you are meant to be easily and in flow. However, we just get so scared of listening to those nudges, and we get scared to listen to them because when we were kids, oftentimes when we share some of our intuitive hits, people around us would blow it off. People around us would just ignore it and yeah. However, it was a very real thing. And we then learned how to dismiss it. I'm inviting you to bring that child back up. I am inviting you to begin to listen to those nudges again. And I'm inviting you to go to that place where you can kickstart your projects and step into more ease and flow. Because when you do this, I am very serious, magic just happens, as in the story that I just shared with you. Another story about a project is I was working on, and this just happened about 48 hours ago, I was working very intensely. It was 11 o'clock my time in the evening, and I'm working and working, and I'm really tired, and I got this message from a friend of mine who just said, and she's in another country, she just said to me, stop whatever it is you're doing, you're out of flow. And in fact, I was. I was out of flow. I was pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Instead of just taking a step back and allowing, there's a difference in allowing, feel that? And there's a big difference in pushing and pushing and pushing. When we push, it's like we're at the bottom of a waterfall, pushing a boulder up against the water. But when we allow, we're actually standing at the top of the waterfall and we're allowing things to move with grace and ease. So I have a couple techniques that I would like to share with you to teach you how to step into this place where you can kickstart ideas and step into flow. Miss Tanya, are you ready to come back? She's going to be my guinea pig. Thank you, Tanya. Okay. Now, to be fair and a full disclosure, I sent Tanya a PDF that has some instructions on it. And so she'll be able to follow along easily. And if you guys would like this PDF, please email me at terry@intuitiveleadership.com. And it's called the Discovery Process Toolkit. This is a product that I actually sell, but I will give it to everyone who is part of Tanya's audience. So again, it's terry@intuitiveleadership.com. Ask for the Discovery Process Toolkit, and I will be more than happy to send this to you. So what you will be doing in kickstarting a project is working with the brain in the head and working with the brain in the chest, which is called the heart. Yes, the heart indeed is a brain. And science has shown that the heart actually sends more messages to the brain than the brain does to the heart. The heart also can be measured 6 to 10 feet away from the body in a 360-degree circumference, the energy of the heart, I should say. So the energy of the heart can be measured 6 to 10 feet away from the body. So think about it. If you're grounded, tuned in, tapped in, and you really are in this heart-centered place, you're connecting in a very coherent way the brain and the head with the brain and the heart, and you're affecting everybody around you. That is why teachers who are so very grounded and tuned in have very calm classrooms. Teachers who are chaotic tend to have very chaotic classrooms. So what I'm going to share with you is how to tap into the chest and how to, into the brain and the heart, and how to tap into the brain and the head in order to be able to kickstart your projects. Does that work for you, Tanya?
That sounds great.
Okay. So please take out a blank piece of paper and fold it in half. I'll give everybody a second to do that. Blank piece of paper and fold it in half.
Done.
Now, in the center of each half, please draw a circle about the size of a half dollar.
Okay. Most people know what a size of a half dollar is.
So just a circle in the middle. It doesn't have to be too big.
Okay.
That's right. You know, your audience goes all over the place. So it's about maybe 2 inches in diameter. How's that? Does that work? Okay. Now, draw a line at noon, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And draw a line from the edge of the circle straight out. And do that with both circles. And then draw lines in between those circles. So it looks like you have a sunburst on both halves.
Got it.
Okay. Now, the top half is going to represent the head brain. The bottom half is going to represent the heart brain. So we're going to put the second half on hold for a moment. And we're going to go right to the top. The head brain. So, Tanya, do you have something that you would like to kickstart, or do you have an idea or project, something that you've been pondering?
Yes, my husband and I are launching our Simply Attract model.
Okay, great. So, would you just write that in the center of the top circle?
Okay.
Okay, now at the end of each prong, write from your head ideas that pop into your head. Please don't think about it. Just allow them to pop in and just write them right at the edge of each prong. And just keep going. Whatever comes up in terms of focusing on how you're going to work with that specific project. Okay, and this is where, by the way, if you're stuck on answering, you have a specific project, but you're not really sure, ask yourself who, what, when, where, why, and how. It's like, what qualities do you want in it? What kind of clients do you want to attract? What is the best time to do this? What may be a struggle in doing this? Okay, or what kind of business is this actually going to be? What kind of project do you want it to be? What are the solutions? So who, what, when, where, why, how are great. Listen to me, just rattling that off. Who, what, where, when, why, and how are great questions to ask yourself if you end up getting stuck and just don't know how to answer that. So let me know when you're finished, Tanya.
I'm done.
Okay, you're done. Now, what came up for you? What did you write? Are you comfortable sharing?
Sure. So what came up immediately was connect, new, grow, flow, move, nice, now. And I put Facebook. Facebook was like the weirdest one.
Okay, Facebook. Okay, so that's from your head. Okay, good. So I'd like for you to get very quiet. And now I'm going to share with all of you a very easy technique that I share when I teach stress resilience. And this technique is so simple, you don't even realize that it's working as powerfully as it is. And it's called my quick shift technique. And this is a technique that you use anytime you're stressed, anytime you're stuck, anytime you want to step into neutral so that you can really see things differently. And the quick shift technique is about getting grounded and getting into the zone. Because when you connect the brain and the head with the brain and the heart, you are actually in a very grounded zone, which if you, with practice, will actually be take you to a place where it's similar to an athlete who gets into the zone, because they have connected the brain and the head with the brain and the heart, and they're moving, and everything becomes effortless. Everything becomes easy when they experience that zone. So that's what the quick shift zone does for you. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is please put your hand on your chest, Tanya. And as you do that, begin to breathe into your hand and out of your hand. So your hand becomes an air pump. So you breathe into your hand and out of your hand. Be very comfortable in your chair and allow the chair to support you. Let go of resistance and allow the chair to support you completely. As you breathe into your heart and out of your heart through your hand. And what this begins to do, this is an aside, what this begins to do is it releases cortisol levels, it reduces your cortisol levels, and begins to increase your DHEA levels. So deep breathing works very, very well to assist you with this technique. It's critical, actually, to this technique. Okay, so that is step one. Now, from this place, I'd like for you to think of something that makes you feel really good for about 30 seconds. Whether it's holding a puppy, holding a kid, taking a walk, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, skiing, swimming, holding a baby, anything like that, that makes you feel really, really good. And be there, see it, feel it, be fully present in the moment. And I'm going to be quiet for 30 seconds so that you can experience that. Allow your mind to go blank and only allow the good stuff to come in. Brilliant. Now, from here, immediately go to the second circle on the bottom, which is the heart brain, and write whatever pops up for you. Just like you do with the first one.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, can you read what you wrote in the second one?
So I wrote fun, happy, smiling, love, beauty, giggles, weightless, and expansion.
And they're completely different from what you wrote on the top, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And how does it feel?
Awesome.
Excellent. Now, a third step is to get another piece of paper and put a circle and draw prongs on that one so that you have a starburst in the middle of that piece of paper. And you integrate what came up from the heart and what came up from the head. And what are you noticing, Tanya, as you look at both the top and the bottom?
That it's easy to kind of connect them, and it seems like you are able to make all of the things on your head happen with the things from your heart.
Brilliant. So is that giving you information to kickstart the project in a grounded manner?
Yeah, because a lot of times for myself, I get into too much of the details of how to do it. You know, like for most people, you get stuck in the details versus just having it go and have fun with it and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So now that you can integrate the practical and the logical with the emotional and the energy and the energetic. The practical and the logical is the head brain. The emotional and the energetic is the heart brain. And when you integrate them together, you have a strong foundation that will guide you to creating this project from a 360 perspective. Do you see that?
Nice, yes.
Yeah, nice. So if I were to say to you, Tanya, are you ready to kickstart this project?
I'm like, oh, heck yeah.
Okay. So in this project, one of the things that are in this project management tool, and I use this as a project management tool, decision-making tool, I use the discovery process toolkit for everything, even down to creating a design for a dress that I may want to make. Okay, I used to sew all the time, and I've gotten back into it, and I love creating my own designs. And one of the things I got really stuck on was, oh, good Lord, I look so different now than I did when I was sewing actively. How am I going to do this? And I actually did this. And it was interesting what came up, because the design that popped up is not anything that I would have thought about. And when I looked at when I saw what came up, it was so clear and the vision was so easy, it just dissolved all the stress about making a piece of art, right? Because every time I sew, I do look at it as a piece of art for myself, that, like I said, something that I would have not have thought of before. In my business, the same thing with business. How do we use this technique in our businesses? You just talked about it with your project. This can be used for anything in project management. And imagine an entire team doing this exercise to kickstart a project. If everybody went from their head place first and then went into the heart place, and you had a scribe standing there at a flip chart, putting all of these ideas together, isn't this a fun and wonderful way to kickstart any new innovation, come up with any new project, come up with any ways of solving challenges that pop up using your team energy?
Love it.
What do you think about that, Tanya?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. So we are at the bottom, I believe, of my time before the next person comes in. And again, for folks who would like to get the ebook on the Discovery Process Toolkit, please reach out to me at terry@intuitiveleadership.com, and I will be more than happy to send it to you. It's a PDF. And Tanya, this was brilliant. Thank you for playing with me, as always.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun.